Hi, I'm Ron Phipps, your 2011 president of the National Association of Realtors. I'm here in D.C. today, frankly, with a real effort to make some progress on behalf of the million realtors, the 75 million American homeowners, and the 310 million Americans that need shelter. We started the day out, frankly, prepping for a meeting with Ed DeMarco. You might remember that he is the person who's responsible for overseeing what happens at Fannie and Freddie. We both know that what happens in our industry is directly related to the flow of capital. If there's not mortgage money, then there can't be transactions. So we really had a very candid conversation with him about the real issues regarding origination, appraisal, short sales, foreclosures. I really would like to report to you that we made real progress, but I need to report to you we had real conversation. Hopefully that will generate progress. While that's going on, the Wall Street Journal is challenging us in our effort to increase loan limits, bring them back to where they were on the 30th of September. And they're suggesting that the limits at 729 are buying McMansions. We both know that's not true. The high end of the loan limits is a very small select part of the market, and for $725,000 or $728,000, you're not buying a McMansion in the peninsula of San Francisco or in Manhattan. We know that's not true. Remember that these loan limits impact 669 counties, your county and my county, as well as 42 states, and the average reduction is 10%. We need to make sure that people focus on the reality of the situation and not the rhetoric. And this is not a conversation about what happens for Fannie and Freddie. This is a conversation about loan limits and the ability of your homeowners to sell their houses at fair value and your buyers to have access to capital so they can buy the homes that they want. I need you to pay attention to this. If you have an opportunity, please take the time to contact your member of Congress. We've already got the Senate behind us. We need to get Congress there. So take this moment to pick up the phone, call your congressperson and say, I need you to go back and help us and help that family be able to enjoy the American dream. Thank you for listening. Please respond to this. We need your help. We are close to prevailing, but we need to push that last 10 yards so we can make this reality present for future families and present for us. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the day, and I look forward to seeing you at our national convention in Southern California shortly.